Hello, friends. It's great to have you with us today. We are glad you are joining us for this week's podcast. This week, we are visiting with Blake from Veterans Navigation Network, a nonprofit organization headquartered in Billings. Once again, I am Ryan Luco, Community Employment Coordinator for the Montana VA Healthcare System and the Homeless Vet Recovery Program, and your current host for the Montana Joining Community Forces Career and Transition Support Project podcast. Montana Joining Community Forces, better known as Montana JCF, is a statewide coalition of support for service members, veterans, and their families, delivered through six functional key service areas. The key service areas are health and wellness, career, family and youth, housing, legal, and financial services. Each of these service areas have been put into play to support some of the toughest challenges our Montana service members, veterans, and their families face. The Career Key Service Area is a designated effort under Montana JCF that addresses this very broad category of career support, supporting individuals with education and training, employment, and small business ownership resources, connections, and supportive events. We are now also assisting employers in their efforts to find, hire, and sustain service member, veteran, and spouse talent through the Montana JCF Employer Support Network. This Career and Transition Support Project and the podcast is the newest piece of the Career Key Service Area. We trust that this information shared in this podcast will be valuable information to help those of you out there who are in some sort of transition as it relates to your career. You may be thinking about transitioning to Montana after military service. You may be living in Montana looking for a new opportunity in the public or private sector, or you may be navigating through some trials and frankly, you don't know what to do next. These are all common transition points for us in the military and veteran space that can be difficult. And we want you to be connected to organizations and individual stories that may be valuable to help you through your journey. The team that comprises the JCF Career Key Service Area has the ability to assist you in whatever it is you are navigating through as it relates to your career and or transition. Because over 10% of the population in Montana consists of individuals who have served in the military, we recognize that our state and communities reflect our veterans population's ability to thrive. And this is our why. We recognize that career is an essential factor in thriving, thus giving us the why or the reason we are bringing you this podcast weekly. A large part of our support includes helping those individuals through challenges associated with military service or just life in general. We recognize that if we are dealing with past trauma, significant stress, anxiety, relationship issues, or health in general, that there will be difficulties sustaining a job or being successful in a work environment. And this is why today is important. Today, we have Blake Furman, who is the founder of Veterans Navigation Network, an organization that was established for veterans specifically because of his story and the experiences he faced in his transition out of military service. So thank you for joining us today, Blake. We appreciate having you here to share a little bit about your story, what prompted the creation of the Veteran Navigation Network, and also how it supports Billings area vets. So,
hey, yeah, Blake. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Sorry about the pause. Let's go ahead and start by giving the listeners an idea of your background, perhaps where you grew up and what drew you to military service.
Yeah, so I'm actually from Wyoming. Grew up there, went to high school there, and ended up going straight out of high school into the military. Served 4 years with the Ranger Regiment, so went through their selection. At the time, it was RIP, the Ranger Indoctrination Program, and went through that, went to the regiment, and served 4 years there. In that four-year time, I did three deployments, all to Afghanistan, all shorter deployments, not to your typical year-long deployment, but shorter ones. And the first of those was definitely one of the worst as far as losing team members and others in my platoon and company and unit in general. So Definitely had a huge impact on my life. Definitely some of my highest highs are based off of that deployment, and some of my lowest lows in my life are based off of things that happened in that deployment. So definitely made for a tough time in service, but moved past it, continued on with my military time until I ended up fracturing my back on a parachute jump, and ended up getting out of the military. Between that and combination of other things, I got divorced, and just a few other things that just all hit at the same time, and led to me getting out of the military thinking, you know, I'm in the Ranger Regiment. I'm going to be fine once I get out in the civilian world. I'm the elite here. I'm sure I'll make it fine out in the civilian world. And that kind of led me to my transition out of the military.
Sure. Yeah. That's, it seems like life, when life hits you with one thing, it's not just that one thing. It comes in lumps, and we keep just going through the ringer with, all kinds of, things that hit us hard. And so thank you, Blank, for sharing and being transparent. That's, I think, probably one of my favorite things about these stories and connecting with individuals is hearing the rawness of transition and military service. And, you know, typically out of that comes a lot of positivity. So with these podcasts, because our intention with these conversations is to draw out these challenges that transitioning service members and vets face, and then highlight the support available for them here to Montana, I'd like you to share part of your journey. You've already started speaking of it, but I'd like you to share part of your journey transitioning from active duty that was the most difficult. So if you would, give our listeners a taste of what transition looked like for you before we talk about the awesome work that your nonprofit is doing to assist in this space.
Yeah, so transition for me was I thought going to be super easy. Just coming from the Ranger Regiment, I just, thought I was destined to succeed based on my successes I already had in the military. And when I got out, I didn't really have a plan. I had a little bit of a plan, but not much. I wanted to open a shooting school, and was really passionate about that. Tried to do it on my own. Family was a little supportive. They kind of kept me on my feet while I started that up. And very first shooting course, I had about 20 or 30 people sign up. I thought it was going great. And of those 20 or 30 people that signed up, maybe two showed up. And so that was devastating, pretty much bankrupt me straight out of the military, because I put a lot of money and time into that, banking on being successful with that first course. And it just didn't happen. So pretty much crashed. And then I was left with low finances, if any at all. And also dealing with a lot of stresses from that deployment that I mentioned that I hadn't really dealt with, and
sure,
just getting out of this group of support and just accountability, and just being around people with the same mission mindset and everything, going to the civilian world with none of that. You know, everybody's doing their own thing. And that was extremely difficult, just to wrap my mind around that nobody was looking out for each other. They were just all doing their own thing. The only people that I could really count on to look after me was my family, which some people don't have, but I was lucky I had that. But the problem that I faced there was my family had no idea what I'd gone through, what I'd experienced in the military. So they were supportive, but that support, maybe I squandered it really, because I didn't know how to take it, because I didn't know how to share with them. So a lot of that support ended up more enabling me to maybe go down a wrong road than it really did in helping me transition successfully. So
sure.
That was also extremely difficult, but ended up going back to school, got my degree. Well, actually, I went for a year and a half, tried to do my 4-year degree in about 3 years, and ended up dropping out because the workload got too much for me, as I'm trying to deal with, you know, post-traumatic stress and just that transition out of service, and wasn't transitioning well. So ended up doing a lot of drinking. I bartended to get myself through school along with the GI Bill, and that wasn't a good combo at all. And just ended up making a lot of wrong choices, long story short. And it wasn't until I met other veterans who had already made those mistakes and kind of knew how to maybe talk me out of them that I started to make some good choices and turn my transition story around. So out of that, you know, the normal media presentation of a veteran with PTSD and all these problems to a successful individual who is a part of the community and works to make everybody's lives better here. So, it was a great thing to be able to meet veterans who could help me with that transition and really help me out of that pit of despair that I had dug myself into.
Sure. Yeah, that's, man, I really, again, I'm going to just commend you for being transparent, sharing with us those struggles. But then also on the other side of that is obviously the triumph, right? To, you know, to an extent triumph. We don't want to obviously take away from the value of those struggles, because if you take away the value, then the good part of it isn't as strong, or it doesn't have the ability to help others as much as if you were to focus on those challenging times, I guess, if that makes sense. The other thing I hear you say, Blake, is, you know, service gives you a why, right? You're all functioning well as a team. You've got your strong pursuit towards mission success. And then once we separate from military service and get out into the civilian world, man, there's not a lot of people out there operating with a why. That's one thing that I've recognized. I don't know if you can share. I guess you've already alluded to that as well. So that why is so incredibly important, especially in the transition, because if we don't have a why, we can easily falter. And so I heard, you know, that kind of disconnect for you. But then also when your brothers in arms and peers around you help pull you up, I guess I kind of hear you saying you found a new why, right? Is that safe to say?
Yeah. Just finding that why and finding those individuals who are able to help me recognize that was super important.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thank you again. So, Blake, now I'd like our listeners to hear more about the work that you're doing with the Veteran Navigation Network. You've shared your journey. Now give us, please give us the Veteran Navigation Network's mission statement, what you guys do, and also how the VNN, I'm going to use an acronym because that's what we do in the military, VNN is supporting transition or vets in general.
Okay, sounds good. So VNN's mission is to facilitate a smooth transition from our nation's service members, for our nation's service members, from military service to civilian life. And that is a terribly broad mission statement, but there's a lot that we're doing, and it's really based off my own transition. So for me, it wasn't until I found those other veterans who had made that successful transition that I was able to realize what I was doing and get on the right track with my life. And so I thought to myself, you know, I'd gone to different programs that were available for veterans, and, you know, they were great. I was able to get a relief or get help in some way, shape, or form, whether it was X, Y, Z, you know, job placement, financial help, whatever it was. But after I left that program or stepped out of that office of whatever place, you know, then I'm back by myself, not knowing what to do, not knowing where to go, having to research all these things while I'm struggling with, you know, things in life, right? And so that just made me think, why isn't there something like what I found through these other veterans, like a program to help veterans in that transition? Why has it got to be program X that helps with problem A? Or, you know, why can't there be a one-stop shop for all of it? And so that's what made me think of VNN. And so to do that, to facilitate that smooth transition, we're not out to replicate any organization that's already out there. And instead, we want to pair veterans with mentors or with support that is there to help them find those programs, to help them not just find them, but to be there with them when maybe they go to one of those programs or one of those things that is supposed to help them and it doesn't work out or it's not the right fit. And so then instead of being, you know, out the door with nowhere to go, they have this mentor to come back to rely on, to help them find the next door, to walk through the next part of their journey that they can seek help on or see. And a lot of veterans, you know, some don't even necessarily need help. They just need somebody there to help keep them accountable or to help, you know, just guide them or just be there, you know, like they had in the military, like their team leader, like their battle buddy, like whatever you want to call it, just somebody to be there that understands what they went through is the big part, you know?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And so go ahead.
You're good.
So those mentors, they're veterans themselves, and they're able to help guide them in the community. So we're based out of Billings, like you mentioned earlier, and we've got a pretty good list of resources here in Billings that will help veterans. And if we can't find somebody who we already know about, then we've got a pretty good network that we can ask who does whatever the service is that this veteran needs. And really just having that constant there is, we've just found to be really valuable. You know, I found it in my own life to be really valuable, but then it's really translated to that value for veterans that we've been helping as well.
Yes. Excellent. That model of peer support has been just, it seems like growing exponentially. And if you're familiar, speaking to you, Blake, or our listeners, if you're familiar with the vet court concept, and, you know, 3 years ago, we just had Billings, Great Falls, and Missoula operating vet courts. But now, you know, there's more and more vet courts popping up across the state and obviously across the nation, which is fantastic. But part of their recipe for success in that deferment program to try and keep veterans out of the jail system or the prison system is that peer-to-peer support concept. And it's really not the only lane that we should have that peer support in. So I certainly, in some of the work that we're doing, you and I have visited on this, but some of the work we're doing with JCF coincides with that here on a level in Helena. And so I certainly love and appreciate that peer-to-peer or mentor concept that you guys are developing in Billings. And I trust that the work you're doing will fit well in the big scheme of things with what Montana JCF is doing as well, as far as supporting our folks across the state. So yes. And also, Blake, I will say that your work is not going unnoticed, as I've talked to my peers across the state and especially in the Billings area, who are also witness to the positive change that's occurring through VNN. So that's awesome. So Blake, next, I guess I want to kind of dive into your experience. Well, between your experience in transition and now with the VNN, can you give our listeners maybe two or three gold nuggets that perhaps you wish you would have known prior to your separation from military service?
Yeah, for sure. So one we kind of already touched on, but having that mission, having that drive, that we have in the military, finding that again, finding that in civilian life. That's something that I wish I would have had when I got out, and I wish I wouldn't have. It goes hand in hand with the second nugget that I'm going to give you. But the first one, you know, just finding that mission, finding what interests you, and going after it, you know. Just I did a meeting talking to employers in the community that were looking at, you know, what veterans are, you know, as far as how should we hire them? Why should we hire them? Kind of a job fair kind of thing like that. And what I told them and what I truly believe is if you take those veterans and you give them a mission, you give them a goal and objective, they're going to complete it, you know, and they're not just going to half-ass it. They're going to complete it and do it well. And so I think it's important for us to find it, whether that's through our job, whether it's through our outreach, whatever we're doing in our lives, if we just realize and recognize the mission within that, I wish I would have found that right when I got out, but it took me a while to find it. So that leads me to the second nugget, And that is, you know, you're not in this alone. There are so many people in Billings in the state of Montana and our country that want to see veterans succeed. You know, every veteran signed that dotted line, that, you know, the line saying that they would give up to and all, including their life, for their country. And so there's so many people that recognize that, veterans and non-veterans alike. And so there's so many people out there that want to help us as veterans. And just realizing that is awesome. But then not just realizing it, but also seeking out those people who want to help. Because we could do it on our own. We could probably be successful on our own. But why? Why would we do that when we have a support network that's there to support us? And it's not a handout. It's not some free, like, you know, and I think a lot of veterans view it that way, as a handout, but it's not. It's really a thank you for your service. And that is, you know, the two nuggets that I would just point out and hope that everybody listening would take to heart.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, finding that mission is so incredibly important. And just because we take off the uniform, it certainly doesn't mean that we are done serving. And part of that innate nature that we have, it's embedded in our DNA to serve, and we need to find the next opportunity to serve. So like you said, that is one of the golden nuggets that I live by, and certainly part of the reason I continue to do what I do. And I appreciate the fact that you are doing the same thing. And a lot of vets out there across Montana have done similar, things as far as starting nonprofits or, you know, volunteering, whatever that looks like. It's vital that we continue that service. So, perfect. I love the gold nuggets. Thank you, for sharing your gold nuggets and certainly some of your story. So Blake, tell me how our listeners can get more information regarding, the VNN.
Yeah. So finding more information is as easy as going to our website, veteransnavigation.org. If you go there, you'll see information about us, but more importantly, you'll see how to contact us via the web. That's probably the easiest for us, just because it's easier to keep everything organized and get back to people in a timely manner and actually know what they need help with, because there's a place for them to put that in there. And what they need help with, or what they want to volunteer with, you know, whatever, there's an area for them to fill that out. So that's option number one. And then option number two, if you're not a tech savvy person who wants to get online and do something like that, then you can always reach us at our phone number, which is 706-992-7421. And that's our direct line. So call that. And if you don't get somebody, you'll leave a message and we'll get back to you within 48 hours. That's kind of our goal and what we try to live by.
Sweet. All right. Well, there we go. No matter what challenges you or a peer may be going through, as we heard from Blake today and also mentioned in his second gold nugget, you are certainly not alone, and we are all in this fight together. So that's a wrap on this week's version of the JCF Career and Transition Support Podcast. Thank you for joining me, Blake. It's been a pleasure having you here with us today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me again.
Yeah, you bet. So to our listeners out there, or Blake too, for you, if you have any recommendations for future podcasts or would like to be a part of what we're doing, please send the JCF team a message through the Contact Us page at the Montana JCF website, which is www.montanajcf.org, and the JCF team will connect with you. So Blake, it's been great having you. We'll talk to you again soon, brother. Thank you for joining us, to the listeners, and have a great rest of your week, friends.